Some shifts in the midterm countdown. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Republicans picking up another House seat in a projected majority.
Right now, Democrats do still have a small pathway to holding on to the House, but it is getting slimmer. The latest Fox News power rankings show that in the best case scenario for Democrats, they could achieve a two-seat majority. For Republicans, a superb night would mean walking away with 32 seats on top.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. The new forecast shows four northeastern seats shifting toward Republicans since last week's rankings, three of them in New York, where the governor's race between Democratic incumbent Kathy Hochul and Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin has been tightening. The rankings project a possible two-seat Senate majority for Republicans, but four states are considered toss-ups, including Pennsylvania, where the only scheduled debate in the Senate race is tonight between Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, who's recovering from a stroke, and Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz. Tonight's the final debate in Michigan between Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Republican challenger Tudor Dixon.
Polling shows Dixon closing the gap against Whitmer. And now this. Democratic Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson saying don't expect an answer in Michigan on election night. Even though lawmakers there passed a bill allowing clerks to pre-process absentee ballots, saying
it was not one that we were really going to be able to act on because of the lateness and the lack of funding.
Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Police in St. Louis just confirming that yesterday's school shooter was armed with an AR-15-style rifle and what appeared to be more than 600 rounds of ammunition. The 19-year-old gunman graduated last year from the Performing Arts High School where he killed a teacher and 15-year-old girl before he was killed. And he left a note describing a life of isolation with no friends, family, saying he's never had a girlfriend, calling it the perfect storm for a mass shooter. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Protests continue in Florida ahead of voting on the pick for a university president.
The selection of former U.S. Senator Ben Sasse to lead the University of Florida has been met with outrage by the student body and vocal members of the school's faculty. The university's faculty senate is holding a vote this Thursday on a resolution of no confidence in Sasse, a Republican from Nebraska who has yet to be approved by the school's trustees. The board holds a vote on November 1st. And the school has already said protesters will be barred from the trustees' board meeting.
Fox's Evan Brown. Disappointment in a Russian courtroom for American basketball star Brittany Griner as her appeal of a 9-year sentence for drug possession is rejected.
Ms. Griner appeared by video in the trial today, so we were not allowed to communicate with her. Therefore, we will continue to request consular access.
The top U.S. diplomat in Russia, Elizabeth Rude, says Griner remains wrongfully detained, which Russia denies, as the U.S. presses for an answer on a reported prisoner swap offer to release Griner and fellow American detainee Paul Whelan. A popular app is back online after a widespread problem.
Service is back after a global outage for messaging service WhatsApp, used by some 2 billion people around the world, many of them receiving only a connecting message for about 2 hours when they tried to use it Tuesday. Meta, which is also Facebook's parent company, apologizing but not giving a reason for the disruption, which began around midday in India and Asia or about 3 in the morning Eastern time in the U.S. In the U.K., there were more than 67,000 reports, according to Down Detector, which tracks outages. WhatsApp is popular for sending end-to-end encrypted messages, including videos, photos, and for making voice calls. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Stocks on a roll for now. The Dow's up 200. 700, getting back to 31,700. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.